Welcome to this Braille Note Touch demo. Now I'm actually starting from the point of view of a complete beginner, i.e. the first time I've actually seen the Braille Note Touch, and you'll be going through with me unboxing and setting up the Braille Note Touch, and then how to get access to the full-blown help tutorial that you can then listen to keep learning how to use the Braille Note Touch. So I've got the box on the table next to me here, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to pull the flap out that allows me to bring it up and out the top of the lid of the box. And in the box, we have a Braille. Let me just read the top. Getting started little guide. And that's in uncontracted Braille. Basically, what it tells you is how to open the case of the Braille Note Touch, how to plug it into power, and then how to turn it on. So that's what we'll do first of all, once we get past of what's in the box. So I'll pop that down there. And then we have a couple of bits of paper, one of which I'm assuming is a printed user getting started guide again. And then I'm going to take the foam off. Now on your box, this is a demo unit on permanent loan to Vision Australia here in New South Wales. So your print might have actually been under the foam that I'm about to take out of the box, because that covers the whole inside of the top of the box. Right, and then in the box we have a nice plastic sleeve, and I'm going to open that up and I'll pull it out, put that plastic down, and this is a micro USB cable, of course, to charge up the Braille Note Touch, at least part of it. So that's the cable, and of course it's got a little wired thing around the cable to hold it together, which I'm about to actually undo. Otherwise, it's not going to make it to my PowerPoint on my desk. So just untwist the little cable wire. All right. So I'm going to pop that down for the moment, because I need to get the other bit of the sort of the charging bit, and that's the USB wall charger. Okay, so while I'm getting all things set up here organized, I'm going to grab the cable again, and I'm going to plug the end of the USB cable, which is the large USB connector, into the bottom of the USB wall charger, as it would appear on the wall, because basically you've got two prongs that you then plug, of course, this into a PowerPoint. So that's bits all ready to go. And then we have, of course, a shoulder strap. Pop that down for the moment. And then in the same sort of area, which was sort of basically at the front of the box, are some little headphones, which again I'm not going to worry about for this demonstration. They're just little headphones in a little plastic bag. And then underneath that I have a little cleaning cloth, which of course is used to clean the touch screen of the Braille Note Touch. And then of course some of these little silicone beads to keep the inside of the box nice and dry. So that was sort of the front compartment of the box. The back compartment of the box, which comprises most of the box and probably the thing you've been waiting for, and again it's divided from the front by a foam insert, is the Braille Note Touch itself. I'm about to lift up, and it's quite a solid device in your hand. I'm actually just going to put that down on my desk for a moment. I'm just going to pop some things back in the box, get things a bit nice and tidy. That's the headphones, over shoulder strap, and I'm going to put the foam insert in again. That goes across the top. And grab the paperwork, including the Braille, pop that back on top. Okay, and close the box. All right, okay, so I've got the Braille Note Touch on the desk in front of me. So the best way to open the case is there's three magnets, one on either side of the case on the left and right hand side, and one at the front. So I'm gonna take the one off the front first, and the magnets are sort of underneath the unit, so you'd have to actually tip it up a little bit to pull the little magnetic part out of the case. So that's the front off, and now I'm going to pull up the left hand side and pull up the right hand side, and then I'm going to push the whole case flap at the top back to expose the Braille Note Touch itself. Now, without getting into too much detail, because we're going to go through this in the tutorial, on the top face you have the 8 Braille keys with the space bar. Because remember, this keyboard is overlaying the touch screen that we'll get to later on. And then at the front of the actual keyboard, of course, we have the 32-cell Braille display with the auto cursoring buttons above it. Now, just in case you were wondering specifically where the camera is located on the Brown Note Touch, of course, with the upcoming release, or if it's not out already by the time you hear this demo, the next version of Keysoft, which will include the KNFB reader, so then you can use the camera. It's on the bottom of the Brown Note Touch, almost at the back edge, right in the middle, and you'll feel a round hole with the glass lens of the camera. Once you get the KNFB reader app up and running on the upgrade, you'll be able to hold the Brown Note Touch or put it on a stand, and I believe press the action button to take a picture and read a document using the Brown Note Touch, of course, with the KNFB reader software. Now, that's all I'm going to do for a physical description at the moment, because now what we have to do is grab our power adapter. So I'm going to plug the power into my PowerPoint over here. And the other end, I'm going to plug into the Brown Note Touch. And just a quick tip that they do also mention the Getting Started Guide. Remember these micro cables, you have two little prongs on the connector, and when you plug them into the Brown Note Touch, they have to be facing down. So the actual connector for the USB cable is on the left-hand side at the back. All right, so the left-hand side at the back, a little rectangular slot. So I'm putting the connector in now, sliding it in, and it's in. Okay, so very straightforward. And I just had the Brown Note Touch go zzz, and on the braille display, it actually says charging. And then to turn the unit on, we come forward, going from the back to the front on the left-hand side of the Brown Note Touch. And we've got an oval button with an indent in the middle, and that's how to turn it on. So if I hold it in for a couple of seconds, one, two, and then release, hit a zzz sound. On the braille display, it says starting Keysoft. Yeah, it still says starting Keysoft.
Setup wizard.
Here we go. We're now at the setup wizard.
Soft. Welcome to the Braille Note Touch. Press the rightmost thumb key.
Okay, welcome to the Brown Note Touch. Press the right thumb key. And on the Braille display, it says, welcome to the Brown Note Touch. Now, what I'm going to do, rather than having this speaker output of the Brown Note Touch just be in front of the mic or underneath the mic, I'm actually going to plug my mixer into the headphone jack. Is on the right-hand side towards the back. There's two ports. The forward one is the headphone jack. Plug it in now.
Headphone connected.
Okay, and it says headphone connected, which is actually very, very nice. The instructions said press the right arrow key, and I'll do that now.
There are a number of ways to read and navigate using Braille Note Touch, including using the physical keyboard, the touch screen with gestures, or the innovative Touch Braille Virtual Keyboard. For this first example, you can use the well-known thumb keys located across the front edge of Braille Note Touch. The four thumb keys from left to right are previous, left, right and next. Previous and next will navigate forward and backward by item or control, and left and right will pan or scroll the refreshable braille display when reading.
And then if I press the third key from the left, which is move to the right,
and item or control can be activated simply by pressing one of the touch cursor routing keys located directly above each cell of the refreshable braille display.
Of course, I can keep using the right key or left key to move backwards and forwards on that text. Now I'm going to press the next key on the far right hand side.
Using the thumb keys, locate the next button on the screen and activate it using a touch cursor routing key to proceed, or the exit button to exit this tutorial and begin using Braille Note Touch.
I'm going to press the right thumb key again.
Do not launch this tutorial next time I restart my Braille Note checkbox. Not checked.
Okay, do not launch this tutorial next time I start the Brown Note Touch. I'm actually going to check that with a auto router key.
Do not launch this tutorial next time I restart my Braille Note. Checked.
Okay. And of course I can uncheck it by just pressing one of the auto routing keys again.
Do not launch this tutorial next time I restart my Braille Note. Not checked.
Okay, and again the little auto routing buttons are above each cursor cell on the Braille display. So I'm just going to check it again because I don't want to listen to it again.
Do not launch this tutorial next time I restart my Braille Note. Checked.
Okay, and I press the next button again.
Next button.
So I'm going to press the actual next button on the screen. So on the braille display, I've got the next button in focus, and I'm going to press an auto cursor and key above it to activate it.
Exploring Braille Note Touch.
So Exploring Braille Note Touch is on the braille display, so I'm just going to press the middle right thumb key.
Let's get to know your Braille Note Touch. With the Braille Note in front of you, either on your lap or on a table, along the front edge of Braille Note Touch, you already located the four thumb keys. As a reminder, they are named Previous, Left, Right and Next. In the middle of the thumb keys are three buttons. The left button, shaped like a triangle, is your back or exit button. The circle button is your home button, which will always take you to the Braille Note's main menu. The square button is your context menu button. Pressing this button in certain apps will show you a menu of the most useful functions and keyboard shortcuts for that app. The context menu is just one more way to get immediate help using your Braille Note Touch. Holding the square button down for a couple seconds will bring up the recent apps list, showing you a list of your currently opened applications.
Okay, now when it said ape there in the audio speech, it actually meant app as in APP. And of course, those three buttons that was talking about are a smack bang in the middle. So it said you've got a left pointing arrow, which is the back button. For those Android users among us, this is very similar to Android, of course, because it is based on an Android system. The middle button, the square button, is of course the home button. And the right button, which is square, is, as it said, the context menu. Going from the front, again, on the front panel, you've got previous, left. In the middle, you've got those three buttons of back, home, and context or recent apps. And on the right-hand side, you've got the right button, and then, of course, the next button. And for people that have used Android before, back and home are this sort of a similar functionality to what you'd find on your Android device, i.e. back takes you back a menu or screen, and home takes you back to your home screen, in this case, the main menu of the Braille Note Touch. Okay, so I'm going to press the next button, which is the far right thumb key on the front.
Moving to the left edge of your Braille Note Touch, you will find furthest away from your micro USB port. This port is used to charge your Braille Note Touch, as well as connecting to computers for transferring of files. In front of this port is a button with a slight indentation. This is the lock/unlock button. Quickly tapping this button will either lock or unlock your Braille Note, and if your Braille Note is completely off, holding this button down will power it on.
Okay, so basically the USB port that we've already connected the power into, and the oval button, which is the power on button, or if the unit is on, it will lock or unlock the Braille Note Touch. Press the next button again, far right.
In front of the lock/unlock button are the volume up and down buttons.
Volume up and down button. So if I press volume up, which is the one furthest away from me, right next to the power lock/unlock button, just once and wait.
Music volume set to 40%.
Okay, it said music volume set to 40%. It also displayed it on the braille display. Pressing the volume down closer to me.
Music volume set to 30%.
Now, it's interesting, that actually took quite a while to respond. Now, I should say, however, when the Braille Note Touch is speaking, the volume up and volume down will adjust the volume straight away. It's only when you just press it without anything talking that it takes a while to respond. It'll be instantaneous when you're playing media or listening to the speech when you do the up and down volume buttons. So let me just press the volume up key twice. One, two.
Music volume set to 45%.
So it does take a while to respond, so I'm going to press it twice again for volume down.
Music volume set to 30%.
Okay, and we'll leave it at 30%. So I'm going to press the next button again.
Moving to the back edge of your Braille Note Touch, at the back left corner you will find the USB port. Next to it is your SD slot, and lastly you will find an HDMI port. The HDMI port is used to send the Braille Note's visual display to a separate television, monitor, or projector.
Okay, so with the Braille Note Touch still facing you, back left-hand side, as it said, USB port, then your SD card slot, which has already got an SD card in it, and then the HDMI port for plugging in an external monitor. Okay, let's press next again. Of course, next being the farmost button on the right-hand side.
On the right edge of Braille Note Touch are two ports that feel similar. The one furthest from you is the microphone jack. Next is a headphone jack, and the button with a raised dot on it is an action button. This action button has different functions depending on the app you are using. For example, when using the Victorida book reading application, this action button serves as your play/pause button.
Okay, so we already know about the headphone jack because I said that that's where I was plugging the mixer into. So behind that on the far right-hand side towards the back, right next to it is the microphone 3.5mm jack, then the headphone jack, and then the button with the dot on it, which is the actions button. And as it just said, it has different functions depending on what you're doing, i.e. in the Victorida app, it's the play pause button. All right, let's press the next button to continue with the tutorial.
Next button.
Use the auto cursoring keys to press on next.
The physical keyboard.
Here we go. Right, this is the physical keyboard. And again, it's on the Braille display. Pressing next now.
Braille Note Touch includes an optional physical keyboard that can be used for writing and also for full keyboard navigation of apps. For example, space with dot 1 will move backwards and space with dot 4 will move forward by item or control similar to using the previous and next thumb keys.
Okay, so basically with the physical keyboard, spacebar dot 4 is next, spacebar dot 1 is previous. And of course they refer to as chorded commands because it's keys with more than one key in play. Okay, let me press the next button.
Pressing enter activates an item similar to pressing one of the Braille Touch cursor routing keys above the cells of the refreshable Braille display.
Okay, pressing enter, and from memory that's normally dot 8, but we'll get to that later. So pressing next again.
Space with E will exit an operation or navigate back to the previous step.
Okay, space with E will exit or navigate to the previous step. Pressing next again.
Space with H will provide contextual help for navigation or command instructions.
Okay, space H will give you context menu or help. Pressing next again.
Braille Note Touch also includes a powerful feature called first letter navigation. By simply pressing the first letter of any item or control, it is possible to quickly move directly to that item. Pressing N, for example, will move directly to the next button below.
Okay, so basically, first letter navigation, the pressing letter will jump to that option straight away. Let me press N on the Braille keyboard here. So I'm going to do N, 1, 3, 4, 5 in Braille.
Next button.
And there we go. Lovely. And on the Braille display, it says next button. So I'm going to press the auto cursoring key.
Braille preferences.
Okay, here we go. Braille preferences. Pressing next.
Please select literary, contracted, or computer, uncontracted, Braille for both input and your Braille display below. To do this, navigate to the different drop-down lists and press enter to open the choices. Use your next and previous thumb keys to navigate among the choices and press enter when you find your preferred Braille mode.
Let's press next.
Preferred Braille grade for entry, literary Braille.
Okay, preferred Braille for entry, literary Braille. Now if I press enter, which I said was dot 8.
Alert literary Braille.
Okay, pressing next.
Computer Braille.
Pressing previous, far left.
Literary Braille.
So I've got literary Braille.
Computer Braille.
So I'm actually going to choose computer Braille, which is still currently sitting on. So I'm going to press enter.
A soft tutorial. Preferred Braille grade for entry, computer Braille.
Okay, and I'm going to press next.
Preferred Braille grade for display, literary Braille.
Preferred grade Braille for display, literary Braille. And if I press next again.
Computer Braille table, English US Lib Louis.
Okay, so for the moment, I'm going to leave it on English Lib Louis. And of course, I wanted to change it. Hit enter, press previous or next to go through the different Braille tables. And hit enter again, dot 8 to choose. Well, for the moment, I'm going to press next.
Literary Braille table, English IB Duxbury grade 1.
Okay, that didn't read it very well, so I'm going to read it in Braille. So it says literary Braille table, and I'm pressing my right thumb key to go to the right. English UEB Duxbury grade 1, which sounds fine to me for the moment. So I'm just going to press my next button again.
Next button.
And on the next button, so now if I press the auto routing key above the next button.
Using the touch screen.
Okay, this is on using the touch screen, so I'm pressing the next button again.
Braille Note Touch provides the ability to interact with the device using only the touch screen that can be accessed by lifting the physical keyboard.
Pressing the next button at the front again.
It is also possible to write in Braille using only the touch screen using an innovative feature called Touch Braille.
Next button again at the front.
To use Touch Braille, simply place all 10 fingers directly on the touch screen just as you would when using the physical Braille keyboard until you feel a short vibration which indicates that the Braille Note Touch has recognized your fingers. Then, simply raise your fingers slightly above the touch screen and begin writing in Braille. If you feel a long vibration, the finger recognition was not successful. Simply raise your 10 fingers and place them on the screen again. Note that touch Braille accuracy can be improved if your wrists are down closer to the Braille display and you simply flex your fingers up and down, rather than keeping your wrists up in the air. When Braille Note Touch is started, touch Braille is always active by default.
Okay, so basically put all 10 fingers on the screen, slightly apart, and when you put all 10 fingers down, you'll feel a short vibration to let you know that the fingers have been recognized. Take your fingers off up the screen, rest the palms of your hands on the front of the Braille Note Touch, and then move your fingers up and down to perform the Braille input. And if you receive a long vibration, of course, as it said, it hasn't recognized you brailing on the touch screen. All right, pressing the next button now.
Next button.
And that's brought the next button actually into focus on the Braille display, so I'm pressing the auto cursor and key above it on the Braille display.
Exploring by touch and gestures.
Okay, exploring by touch and gestures, pressing the next button.
Exploring the screen is also possible by simply using a single finger or by using some basic gestures on the touch screen.
So basically exploring the screen like you do on Android with TalkBack, the same with Keysoft here running on the Braille Note Touch, you can use basic gestures to interrogate the screen. So pressing the next button again.
Pressing the previous and next thumb keys at the same time will switch between touch Braille and explore modes.
So previous button and the next button together, as in the two outside buttons on the front panel of the Braille Note Touch.
Touch Braille off.
So now I've got explore by touch. Turn it on again.
Touch Braille on.
So touch Braille is now back on again. All right, let's press the next button by itself.
When in explore mode, simply move a single finger around the screen to locate various items and tap twice quickly with a single finger to activate the item. This is also known as a double tap.
Okay, so when explore mode is on, i.e. Braille keyboard's off, dragging your finger around the screen and finding what you want, and then a one finger double tap on the screen will activate that item. Now let's just try that quickly. I'm just going to take the actual keyboard off the top of the Braille Note Touch. There's a little thumb piece, if you like, on the left hand side, just coming in from the front left hand edge, and I'm just going to push it up. I'll just lay the keyboard over the back of the Braille Note Touch, and I'm going to press the next and previous keys together.
Touch Braille off.
So touch Braille is now off. Now I've got explore by touch on it. So touching the screen.
When in explore mode, simply move a single finger around the screen to locate various items and tap twice quickly with a single finger to activate the item. This is also known as a double tap.
Okay, so let's just reread what I've just said. And sorry about for that noise you're getting through the mic. I think it's the Braille Note Touch polling something. Okay, so if I drag my finger down.
To perform a long press of an item, tap twice quickly and hold your finger on the screen. Press the previous and next thumb keys together again to enable touch Braille at any time.
Okay, press the previous and next thumb keys again to turn touch Braille on at any time or and or off again. And that's it for the rest of that screen. So let me touch towards the top of the screen.
Wi-Fi disconnected. Battery 66%.
Okay, drag my finger down the left-hand side. Screen.
Previous button.
There's a previous button. Drag my finger across.
Next button.
There's a next button. Let me one finger double tap on the next button.
Editing basics.
Okay, now I've got a new thing that says editing basics. So for the moment, I'm just going to bring the keyboard laying over the back of the Braille Note Touch back up and lay it back on the screen. And then I'm going to press the physical next button on the front panel of the Braille Note Touch.
At any point. You can use first letter navigation to quickly find an item in an app. Type the first letter of the item you are looking for, and Braille Note's focus will jump directly to that item. If you want to type information into an edit box or form, you will first need to activate edit mode. similar to forms or focus mode used by many screen readers, simply press enter or double tap on an edit box. You'll hear a rising tone to signify that edit mode is active. You will also see the Braille cursor appear between the edit box brackets on your Braille display. Note that if you are exploring the screen and double tap on an edit box, Touch Braille will automatically be activated and you can immediately begin typing. Type your information into the edit box and, when finished, you can easily leave edit mode by pressing the exit command or button, space with E or the left arrow key on the front of your Braille note. Even easier, you can simply navigate to the next or previous item using your next or previous thumb keys. Edit mode will be disabled automatically and you can use first letter navigation again. Note that if you had previously been using Explore mode to double tap on an edit box, Touch Braille will be deactivated when you leave edit mode so you can continue exploring the screen with your finger. If you have multiple edit boxes to fill, often apps will allow you to press enter to jump directly to the next edit box in the form, keeping you efficiently editing. You can quickly check what the enter key will do in an edit box by using your contextual help command.
Okay, now lots of information on that particular screen. Of course, I can read it straight through with the Braille display using the left and right thumb keys. But basically, it was covering single letter navigation and how to use the edit mode, which is like forms mode or focus mode on popular screen readers, such as JAWS, Window Eyes, NVDA, etc. Now, this is actually quite good. The Braille is actually turned off. So, of course, to get it back on again, I'm just going to press the power key once on the left-hand side, and that was the oval button just in front of the micro USB cable on the left-hand side towards the back. So I'm just going to press it once.
10:20 a.m.
That's the date, soft tutorial. Okay, we're back into the soft tutorial. So I'm just going to press my right thumb key just to bring stuff back onto the Braille display.
Editing basics.
Okay, and that was editing basics. So I press my next key.
At any point, you can use first letter navigation to quickly find an item in an app.
And that's what we just
heard. Type the first letter of the item you are looking for, and Braille Notes Focus will jump directly to that item. If you want to type information into an edit box,
you will first need to activate.
You can practice editing either with Touch Braille or by flipping down the physical keyboard in the below edit box. Find the edit box using your next thumb key and activate edit mode by pressing enter on it. Type in your name and navigate to the next button to move on to the next step.
Okay, so let's press the physical next button on the right-hand side at the front.
What is your name?
Edit box. And it's an edit box. So it said to press enter, which is dot 8.
What is your name? Edit box.
And on the screen in between brackets, I've got the dot point for the cursor. So I'm just going to type in David. I'm just going to do it in lowercase. I'm not going to worry about capitals or anything else because I'm in computer braille. So
D-A-V-I-D.
And, of course, in Braille, in between those brackets, is my name, David. So I'm going to press the next button.
Next button.
And you heard a descending tone to let me know it was out of edit mode. And you heard a ascending tone when it was in edit mode. I'm actually going to cheat because I like fiddling. So I'm going to press the previous button.
What is your name? Edit box.
And what is your name, David? Is edit box. I'm going to press dot 8 again for enter.
What is your name? Edit box, David.
And I'm going to press dot 7.
D deleted.
Which is getting rid of each letter level.
V deleted. I deleted. D deleted.
Okay, and let me lift up the keyboard again by going with that little lift up bit on the left hand side, pulling it up and towards the back and laying it down at the back of the Braille Note Touch. And I'm going to turn off the Braille input keyboard mode by doing previous and next together.
Touch Braille off.
And let's see if we can find the edit box by using Explore by Touch. So I'm actually going to flick this time rather than dragging my finger around.
Next button. Previous button. Exit tutorial button. Bottom. Editing basics. At any point, you can practice editing either with Touch. What is your name? Edit box.
Okay, there we go. Got the edit box on the screen. Now, basically, I was just flicking to the right. And what it did when it got down towards the bottom, it just cycled around again. Or I just could have flick to the left to move to the left, or as I said previously, I chose to use one finger gesture, flick to the left or right, or rather than explore on the screen with just one finger dragging around. So let me double tap on edit.
What is your name? Edit box.
And on the braille display, I've got the brackets and with the dot in the middle for editing. The braille note touch is already turned on braille input keyboard mode. So I'm going to put all 10 fingers down. Okay, I got the short beep.
D, A, V, I, D.
I'm actually going to press enter with dot 8 with my little right finger. Okay, so I've just entered my name, David, using the screen input on the touchscreen. So I'm going to put the keyboard back down again and press the next button.
Next button.
And hit the auto cursoring button above where it says the next button on the braille display.
Typing in computer braille.
Here we go, typing in computer braille, pressing the next button on the front face on the right-hand side.
When typing in certain edit boxes, such as those which require an email address, password, web address, or phone number, you may receive the message that computer braille is required. Computer braille is always required when using KeyWeb.
For certain edit fields for email addresses, passwords, and the KeyWeb, you'll be placed into computer braille mode. So press the next button again.
This means that you can only type in those boxes using computer braille, and contractions will not be recognized.
Okay, more information about computer braille and the fact that you can't use contractions.
This is to ensure that the exact symbols you want to type are typed directly into the box without any braille translation occurring. You will also notice that when typing in computer braille, the cursor changes from two dots to one to help show you when computer braille is being used.
That's actually fantastic. So one dot for the cursor for computer braille and two dots for literal braille or contracted braille, which is quite nice. So press the next button again.
Next button.
And pressing the auto cursoring key above the word next button on the braille display.
8-dot computer braille.
Okay, information about 8-dot computer braille, pressing the next button.
When typing in computer braille, you'll also notice that you can combine your backspace, dot 7, and enter, dot 8, keys to make different characters. This is because Braille No Touch uses 8-dot computer braille to enter certain symbols.
Okay, so the Braille No Touch can use, or does use, 8-dot computer braille, combining the dot 7 and 8, which is great. Pressing the right front next button again.
One thing to remember when typing in computer braille is that many characters require the enter or backspace keys to create those characters. This means that keyboard commands which require backspace or enter to perform an action need to have the space bar added to them to be recognized as a command. So for example, commands such as the delete to end document command, which is done typically by pressing backspace with dots 4, 5, 6, will actually create some specific characters in certain languages when using computer braille. To perform the delete to end of line command, you need to add the space bar to backspace with dots 4, 5, 6.
Pressing the next button again.
If you are trying to perform a command which requires enter or backspace, and it is creating a character you did not intend to create, first check if you are using computer braille. If so, try that command with the space bar added.
Pressing the next button again.
Next button.
The auto cursoring key above where it says the next button on the braille display.
Let's practice typing in computer braille.
So let's practice typing in computer braille. Now what I'm going to do is to read the screen just a little bit more efficiently, I'm going to use a keysoft command spacebar G for go to read the entire screen out to us.
Let's practice typing in computer braille. Note that when typing in computer braille, some of the more common characters you may need to type can be written at dot 7-4, underscore dots 4-5-6, dot, dots 4-6, hash sign dots 3-4-5-6. The entire 8-dot computer braille table can be found in the appendix of the user guide. To practice, activate edit mode by pressing enter or a cursor root a key on the below email address edit box. You will notice that computer braille will be required because this edit box is expecting an email address. Type your email address and use the far right thumb key to navigate to the next button. Press enter or a cursor root a key on it to move to the next screen. Email address. Next. Previous. Exit tutorial. Bottom.
Okay, so let me just go back to the previous item.
Previous button. Next button. Email address edit box.
Okay, and I'm going to press enter.
Email address edit box.
So I'm going to type in the email address for the AT help desk. Now, you might have missed it when it was reading out just the screen for the at symbol in doing an email, and that's 7 with 4. So if I type in A-T-H-E-L-P and then at, which was 7 for
at.
There we go, at, and then Vision Australia.
V-I-S-I-O-N-A-U-S-T-R-A-L-I-A.
And a full stop in computer bars, dots 4 and 6.
Period.
Or period, and then O-R-G.
O-R-G.
Okay, and then I'm going to press my next button on the front panel of the Braille Note Touch.
Next button.
And then use the auto cursor key at the top to select it.
Begin using Braille Note Touch.
Okay, this is begin using Braille Note Touch. I'm going to use my right thumb key.
Congratulations. You are now ready to begin using Braille Note Touch.
Okay, congratulations, you're about to use the Braille Note Touch.
Do not launch this tutorial next time I restart my Braille Note checkbox. Checked.
Okay, do not start this tutorial next time I launch the Braille Note Touch. I'm actually going to leave that check for the moment.
Next button, disabled.
Okay, there's the next button.
Previous button.
Previous button.
Exit tutorial button.
And the exit tutorial button. So I'm going to press the auto cursor key above it.
Setup wizard.
Okay, so we've completed the startup tutorial. Now we're on the setup wizard. So if I press the right thumb key.
Welcome. English, Australia, radio button, checked.
Sounds good to me.
English, United Kingdom, radio, English, Australia, radio button, checked.
English radio, English Australia is what I want, so that's fine. I'm just going to press the next button on the front of the Braille Note Touch.
English, start button.
And auto cursor key on the start button.
Select Wi-Fi. From David's Wi-Fi network, secured with WPA2.
David's Wi-Fi network. If I press my left thumb key.
Telstra 6005BB. Telstra Air.
Telstra again.
From Wi-Fi.
Another network.
More options button.
Okay, so I'm going to go back, use the right thumb key to get back to David's Wi-Fi network.
From Wi-Fi. Telstra Air. Telstra 6005BB. David's Wi-Fi network.
And press
secured
enter.
Secured with Alert David's Wi-Fi network. Signal strength. Fair. Security. WPA2PSK. Password. Show password. Show advanced options. Cancel. Connect.
Okay, now I'm currently in the edit field already because I've got the little brackets on the screen. Now before I actually type in the password, let me just press the next button.
Show password checkbox. Not checked.
Okay, so if you want the password shown when you're typing in your password, you can check that by pressing the auto cursor and key.
Show password. Checked.
And turn it off. So I'm going to go back to it.
Show password checkbox.
And auto cursor and key.
Show password.
Turned it off.
Not checked.
Which means if I now type in my password on the recording.
Dot.
You only hear dot as I start typing.
Dot. 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 Dot.
I'm going to press the next button.
Show password checkbox. Show advanced op cancel button. Connect button.
And auto cursor and key on connect.
Select Wi-Fi. Connecting.
Okay, it says connecting dot 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 on the Braille display. Now I've got just a sec by
itself.
Setup
wizard. Got Google.
Okay. Got a Google question mark. So do I have Google?
Got Google.
And right thumb key.
Do you have a Google account?
Do you have a Google
if
account?
If you use Gmail or Google apps, answer yes.
Right thumb key again.
Yes button.
And I do have a Google account, but if I keep going with the right thumb key.
No button.
No button.
Bottom.
And bottoms. So left thumb key.
Yes button.
And auto cursor key on yes.
Type email and password.
Okay, type email and password. Email's already in editing mode, again because of the brackets on the Braille display. So I'm going to type in my email address.
David at gmail.com.
And next button.
Password edit box.
Password edit box. Hit enter on the edit box.
Password edit box.
Okay, and type in my password.
Dot, 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 dot.
And again, I can read my password in Braille on the Braille display. Next button.
Back
on
button.
The front of Braille display. Okay, I'm pressing the next button on the front of the Braille Note Touch.
Next button.
Auto cursor key on next button.
Alert by signing in. You are agreeing to the Google Terms of Service and Privacy Policy, Chrome Terms of Service and Privacy Notice, and Google Play Terms of Service. Cancel OK button.
Okay, I'm going to do auto-clicking on OK.
Signing in.
Sign in.
Setup wizard.
Okay, setup wizard again, right thumb key.
Google services.
Okay, so this is Google services. Now I'm just going to press the next button to go through this basically form.
Backup and restore. Backup and restore. Checkbox. Checked.
So it's currently checked.
Backup your data to your Google account. I'm just pressing
the next button at the moment.
Data includes apps, app settings, location. Location. Checkbox. Checked.
Okay, location's checked. If I want to uncheck it, of course, I can just press one of the auto cursoring keys.
Let apps better determine your location. Checkbox. Checked. For improved accuracy and other purposes, scan for Wi-Fi networks, even when Google's location service uses Wi-Fi and other signal communication. Communication. Checkbox. Not checked. Keep me up to date with news and offers from Google Play. And I left
that unchecked for communication.
Next button.
And here we are on the next button, so auto-cursoring key.
Account sync. Your name.
Account sync. First name, which is David, which is correct.
Edit box. The
next button.
Woodbridge.
Woodbridge, which is correct.
Back button.
Back button.
Next button.
Next button. Auto-cursoring key above the next button.
Device unlocked. Main menu. Contacts. Key list.
Okay, and here we are at the main menu. Okay, so on contacts, which is key list. If I press my next button on the front right-hand side of the Braille Note Touch.
Email. Keymail.
Email, which is keymail.
Internet. Keyweb.
Internet, which is keyweb. And basically on the Braille display, I've got the name, dash, and the name of the actual application. So in this case, I've got internet, dash, keyweb. Next button again.
Word processor. Keyword.
So word processor dash keyword.
Planner. Key plan.
Key planner dash key plan.
File manager. Key files.
File manager dash key files.
Calculator. Key calc.
Calculator dash key calc.
VictorReader.
VictorReader.
Play Store.
Play Store, which is the Google Play Store.
All applications.
I can look at all applications.
Bottom. That's
bottom. If I press next again.
Contacts. Key list.
I've gone back to the top of the menu, and of course, if I press the previous button, far left-hand side of the front panel.
Top. All applications. Play Store.
I'm going back around the other way. And spacebar, 1, 2, 3.
Top. Contacts. Key list.
Okay, so the first thing you might want to do is learn how to use your Braille Note Touch. So I'm actually just going to press V for VictorReader, since I can use one letter navigation. So I'm pressing V.
VictorReader.
And pressing enter, dot 8.
Thank you for your interest in the HumanWare Braille Note Touch audio tutorial created by Mystic Access.
And of course, then I can just press the action button on the right-hand side about in the middle, when it's got the little dot on it, that changes action depending on what you're doing. So I'm going to press it now to do play or pause. So pressing it once to play.
Welcome to Mystic Access, where the magic is in learning. Welcome to the HumanWare Braille Note Touch audio tutorial, created by Mystic Access. Thanks for joining me. Part 1. Getting to know the Braille Note Touch. Welcome, and summary of topics covered within this audio tutorial. Hello, thank you for your interest in the HumanWare Braille Note Touch audio tutorial created by Mystic Access. My name is Kim Loftus, and I will be your guide on this adventure. The focus of this tutorial is to provide you with a thorough understanding of the major features and functions of the Braille Note Touch. This is an innovative device that allows greater productivity, efficiency, and fun for those who use it. In this tutorial, I hope to explore all of those components with you through showing you the variety of applications included in the Braille Note Touch.
Okay, that'll do. I'm just going to press the action button again to stop it. I'm just going to press the home button, front middle, to come out of the Victor Reader app.
Main menu, contacts, key list.
All right, so that's the Getting Started tutorial from Mystic Access. You can also access the online Braille Note Touch via the options menu. So if I press space O or chord O.
Options menu. Select language profile. Primary language profile.
Okay, and that's of course is select language profile.
Configure next primary button. Language profile.
Configure primary language profile. Pressing next again.
Configure secondary language profile.
Configure second language profile.
Keyboard settings.
Keyboard settings.
Miscellaneous settings. User guide.
And here's the user guide. Okay, so if I just press enter dot 8 again.
Key web. New tab. Page loaded. Braille Note Touch user guide heading level 1 user guide.
Okay, so I've loaded the Braille Note user guide HTML version using KeyWeb. So pressing the home button again, front middle of the panel at the front.
Main menu.
Now while we're still on help, if you wanted to rerun that getting started or welcome tutorial for a new user or to do it yourself again, you can do that again from the options menu. So I'm going to press space O or chord O.
User guide.
And it went back to where I was previously, which was the user guide on that menu. So I'm going to press previous.
Miscellaneous settings.
And I'm seeing dot 8.
Miscellaneous settings. Vibration feedback checkbox. Checked.
Okay, and I'm going to keep pressing next till I get to the welcome tutorial.
Use navigation sound volume. Launch tutorial.
Okay, launch tutorial. And if I press enter again, dot 8.
A soft tutorial. Welcome to the Braille Note Touch. Press the rightmost thumb key.
Okay, and that's what we started with when we were setting up the Braille Note Touch with the welcome message. So pressing the home button again to come out of that one.
Main menu.
Okay, now I know I've been skipping through a few of those options on the options menu. So let me just press space O again.
Miscellaneous settings.
We'll just jump to the top with space 123.
Top. Select language profile. Primary language
profile. Select language profile and I've selected primary. Remember you can switch between primary language and secondary language profile. So I'm going to use the one that's already selected, which is my primary one. So I'm going to press next.
Configure primary language profile.
And I want to configure the primary language profile. So I'm going to press dot 8.
Configure language profile. Text to speech engine. Braille Note Touch a cappella.
So that's the text to speech voice engine itself. So if I press 8.
Text to speech engine. Braille Note Touch a cappella.
Okay, that's Braille Note Touch a cappella. If I press the next button.
Google Text to Speech Engine.
That's Google Text to Speech. If I press next again.
Bottom.
We're at the bottom. So if I press next again, we're going to cycle around.
Braille Note Touch a cappella.
Back to Braille Note Touch a cappella.
Google Text to Speech
Engine. That's Google Text to Speech. That's the built-in text to speech engine in the Android device. Let me just show you what it sounds like. I'm just going to press enter, dot 8.
Text-to-speech engine, Google text-to-speech engine.
Okay, so that's the built-in one. So let me just change it back to the a cappella voice. So I'm going to press dot 8, enter.
Text-to-speech engine, Braille Note Touch a cappella.
And that's the one I want. Didn't play a cappella very well. So pressing dot 8.
Text-to-speech engine, Braille Note Touch a cappella.
Much clearer. Okay, so I'm pressing next again.
Voice, English, Australia.
So
Lisa.
Voice English Australia, and I can choose other voices. I'm just going to stick with Lisa for the moment for this demo.
Speech rate, next again. Normal.
Speech rate is normal, so let me press dot 8.
Speech rate, very slow.
So we've got very slow, I'm pressing next.
Slow.
Slow.
Normal.
Normal.
Fast.
Fast.
Slightly faster.
Slightly faster.
Much faster.
Much faster.
Very fast.
Very fast.
Extremely fast.
Extremely fast.
Fastest.
Fastest.
Bottom.
It says bottom, so if I press next again.
Very slow.
We've cycled around back to very slow. And of course, if I press previous button, it would cycle back around the other way. So let me get and choose. I'm just going to keep pressing next.
Normal. Fast.
I'm just going to choose the fast one just above normal with dot 8.
Configure language profile. Speech rate. Fast.
So you can hear what it sounds like already, but if I press the next button now.
Listen to an example.
Listen to an example so I can get it to read out what the speech would sound like when it's reading something. So dot 8.
Hello, I am the Australian English synthetic voice from a cappella. Efficient, fast and of very high quality. I can read whatever you want. I have good news for you. You can try me out. Configure language profile. Listen to an example.
Okay, so I'm going to press the previous button.
Speech rate, fast.
And let's choose .8.
Speech rate, very slow.
Let's see what very slow sounds like. So I'm pressing .8.
Configure language profile.
Yeah, I don't think we need to listen to an speech example for rate, that one because that's very actually slow. Very slow. All right, .8.
Speech rate.
Let's go to
slow.
Let's just try slow.
Configure language profile.
Oh, doesn't sound too bad.
Speech rate.
Okay, pressing next.
Listen to
let's
an example.
Listen to an example. .8.
Hello, I am the Australian English synthetic voice from Acapella. Efficient, fast, and of very high quality. I can read whatever you want. I have okay. good news for you. You can try me out.
Thank you.
Configure all language
right, so
profile.
Press the previous button.
Speech rate, slow.
So, okay, let me just put it back to normal. I'll let you play with the other faster settings. So, .8.
Speech rate, very slow, slow. Normal.
Of course, I'm just pressing next at the moment, and I'm going to press enter again, .8 on
configure language normal. Profile. Speech rate, normal.
Okay, speech rate, normal. Pressing next.
Listen to
that's
an example.
Listen example.
Speech volume, match media volume.
Speech volume is matching media volume, i.e. if you're playing music. So if I press enter on that one.
Speech volume, match media volume.
So I've got match media volume.
75% of media volume. 50% of
25%
of media volume.
And that's it.
Bottom.
Okay. So whatever those you want. So I'm just going to press the back button on those left of grip of three at the front middle.
Configure language profile. Speech volume. Match media volume.
Okay, and I'm pressing next again.
Additional TTS settings.
Additional TTS settings, text-to-speech settings. Now, additional TTS settings actually takes you into the settings app for the Android device, so I'm going to leave that alone for the moment. Pressing next.
Preferred Braille grade for entry, computer Braille.
Preferred Braille grade for computer entry. I'm a bit old-fashioned, so I like inputting in computer Braille. So I'm going to leave that one alone and pressing next.
Preferred Braille grade for display, literary Braille.
Okay, so preferred Braille for display, which is literary Braille, which is what I want.
Computer Braille table, English USW.
That's the computer Braille table.
Literary Braille
again.
Table. English IELTS Duxbury Grade 1.
Okay, now I'm going to change the literary Braille because I want to read in Grade 2 or contracted Braille, but I'm reading on the Braille display. So I'm going to press .8.
Literary Braille Table. English IELTS Duxbury Grade 2.
So that's Grade 2. If I press next.
English IELTS Duxbury Grade 1.
Grade 1.
English US Duxbury Grade 2.
Grade 2.
English US Duxbury Grade 1.
Okay, so what it's switching between so far was UEB, now it's US.
English UK Duxbury Grade 2.
UK, etc. So I'm going to use the previous button to
English,
go back to UEB
English US
grade
Duxbury
two.
Grade 2. English US Duxbury Grade 1. English US Duxbury Grade 2. English IELTS Duxbury Grade 1. English IELTS Duxbury Grade 2.
There we go, and pressing .8.
Configure language profile. Literary Braille table.
And of course,
English
I've got the change
Duxbury
straight away.
Two.
And so I've got contractions running now on the Braille display, which for me is much easier to read.
Bottom.
And I'm at the bottom, so I press next again.
Text to speech engine. Braille note touch acapella.
So I'm back to the top text to speech engine. All right, okay, so pressing the back button.
Options menu. Configure primary language profile.
So that's where we just were. Configure primary language profile. Pressing the next button.
Configure secondary language
that's
profile.
That's the secondary profile, so I can go in there and configure both speech and Braille.
Keyboard settings.
Keyboard settings. Let's have a quick look at keyboard settings. So I'm pressing .8.
Keyboard settings. Keyboard echo, both characters and words.
So this is to change your keyboard echo. At the moment, by default, it's characters and words. So if I press .8.
Keyboard echo. Characters.
We've got characters. I press .8.
Words.
Words.
Both characters and
both
words.
Both characters and words.
Off.
Off.
Bottom.
And at the bottom, so of course if I keep pressing next in or I can press previous, I'll cycle around, but I'm going to press next again.
Characters.
Okay, and I want to leave it alone, so I'm just going to press the back button.
Keyboard settings. Keyboard echo. Both characters and words.
And of course, if I wanted to choose one of those characters, words, or nothing, etc., I could have just pressed .8 on the enter. So pressing next button again.
Keyboard vibrations checkbox. Not checked.
Keyboard vibrations. So you can turn the vibrations on for the keyboard and it's off by default.
Keyboard clicks checkbox.
Keyboard checked. Clicks. So if you don't like the clicks that the system makes, you can turn that off. If I just press one of the auto cursoring keys.
Keyboard clicks. Not checked.
I'll turn it off. Press the auto routing key again.
Keyboard clicks. Checked.
I'll turn it back on again. Pressing next.
Keyboard clicks checkbox. Checked. Configure thumb keys.
Okay, configure thumb keys, so you can actually configure the front thumb keys.
Bottom.
And that's it for that keyboard submenu. So pressing the back button at the front panel.
Options menu.
The group of three in the
middle.
Keyboard
settings.
That was keyboard settings.
Miscellaneous settings.
Miscellaneous. Let's have a look what else is on the miscellaneous. .8.
Miscellaneous settings. Vibration feedback checkbox. Checked.
So that's vibration feedback. Pressing next.
Use navigation sounds checkbox.
Use navigation checked. Sounds. And again, if you find them irritating, auto cursor.
Use navigation sounds. Not checked.
I'll turn it off. Pressing auto cursor.
Use navigation sounds. Checked.
Okay, pressing next.
Sound volume. Match media
that's
volume.
The sound volume again.
Launch tutorial.
Launch tutorial, which I went through before.
Manage gestures.
Manage gestures. Now, this is actually good. So besides being able to define gestures, you can also find out what the gestures are when you've got the Braille input keyboard turned off and you're using Explore by Touch, if you like. So if I press .8.
Manage gestures. Built-in gestures.
Built-in gestures.
Two-part vertical gestures.
Two-part
cycle
vertical
through reading
gestures.
Granularities. Shortcut gestures.
Shortcut gestures.
Swipe up then right, unassigned.
Okay, and here are the things. Swipe up into the right, unassigned.
Swipe up then left, home button.
Swipe up then left, home button.
Swipe down then right, unassigned.
Swipe down then right, unassigned.
Swipe down then left, back button.
Swipe and then left, back button.
Swipe right then down, open notifications.
Swipe right, then down, it went continuous motion, notifications, etc. Okay, so I won't go through all those, but that's where you can modify or reassign items. Okay, so pressing the back button.
Miscellaneous settings. Manage gestures.
Pressing next.
Format markers settings.
Format markers.
Visual display checkbox.
Visual display, checked. Whether you want it on or not, on or off on the visual display, of course, when you've got the physical keyboard lifted off.
Visual Braille output checkbox.
Visual Braille
not
output.
Checked.
So it's displayed on the screen.
Eject storage. Enter with
Eject
E.
Eject storage, and the shortcut key is enter with E.
Braille message display time in seconds. 3.
Braille message display time, so you can extend or decrease the amount of time that a message stays on the Braille display.
Bottom.
And we're at the bottom. So I'm going to do the back button. I almost reached for spacebar E then.
Options menu. Miscellaneous settings.
And pressing next.
User guide.
There's a user guide again.
Android system
which
settings.
Which takes us into the Android system settings. So if I press right, enter.
Settings. Wireless and networks.
Okay, wireless networks, etc. All right, so let me press the home button.
Main menu.
All right, now I'd probably love to have the Vision Australia Connect app from the Google Play Store running on your Braille Note Touch. So I'm going to use single letter navigation again to go to the Play Store. So P.
Planner. Key plan. Play Store.
Play Store again. Pressing .8.
Play Store.
And I'm now in
apps
the Play Store.
Games. Entertainment.
And I'm still using single key navigation to find the search button. So pressing S.
Show navigation. Draw search button.
And pressing enter on the search button.
Search Google Play edit box.
Searching Google Play edit box, and of course I've got the brackets of the dot in the middle. So I'm going to type in Vision Australia Connect.
V-I-S-I-O-N. Vision. A-U-S-T-R-A-L-I-A. Australia. C-O-N-N-E-C-T.
Okay, and I'm going to use my next button.
Clear button. Vision Australia Connect.
That's the one that I want, so I'm pressing .8, enter.
Edit box. Ape, Vision Australia Connect.
Ape.
Star rating,
or app.
4.9.
Okay. So I'm going to press enter on app, Vision Australia Connect.
Vision Australia Connect, Vision Australia Limited, rated for 3+.
Okay, and if I press my next button.
Image of Ape will get installed button.
There's the install button. Now, of course, I could also have done. Let me just press the previous button.
Image of Ape will game. Vision Australia Connect. Vision
okay,
Australia
I wanted to
Limited.
Install it. Of course, I for install because I'm using single letter navigation.
Image of Ape will game icon. Install button.
There's the install button. .8.
Ape permissions.
Ape permissions. Now I think I can. Now if I just press A for accept.
Accept button.
And .8 again. Enter.
Play Store. Install
makes it
button.
Really easy to locate and find buttons. Once you know what they are, you can just use this single key letter navigation. So for me, this is one of the fantastic things about the Braille Note Touch, besides the touchscreen and the fact that you're using Android.
Notification. Installing Vision Australia Connect.
Very good. Notification. Installing Vision Australia Connect.
Notification. Open button.
Okay, now on the Braille display, I actually just have successfully installed. So I don't know if I'm actually on the open button yet. So I'm just going to press O.
Open button.
And there it is, dot 8. Enter.
The Connect.
So let me just press the next button to go through Connect. The Vision Australia Connect app.
Connect. Please enter your login details. Library account. Enter username edit box.
Okay, enter username, pressing dot 8.
Enter username edit box.
Or enter, of course. So I'm just going to put in the dummy user number for the recording. So
1, 2, 3, 4.
And that was me using computer Braille. So I dropped it down to a 1 dot in the cell, pressing dot 8.
Enter password edit box.
Enter password. So I'm just going to pause the recording. And I'm just going to put in my password because all you're going to hear in the recording is dot, dot, dot. Now, if your password has a capital letter in it, dot 7, and do the Braille letter, and that'll make it a capital letter. So I'm going to do that now, dot 7. And I just put in dot. My first letter, which was in capitals. And I put the rest of my password in.
Dot, 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 dot.
Okay, and pressing enter again, dot 8. And we're going in.
Vision Australia Connect. Alert new messages. Under the menu option messages, you'll find new service messages. Alert new messages. Under the menu option messages, you'll find new service messages. Okay.
Pressing next.
New messages. Under the menu okay button.
And auto cursoring the button above the Braille display, of course.
Alert new messages. Under the new messages. Under the menu option okay button.
And auto cursoring that one.
Alert new messages. Okay button.
And auto cursoring that one.
Alert new messages.
Goodness me.
Okay button. Button.
Push on that one.
Vision Australia Connect.
Right. Pressing next now.
Connect. Books. Subscriptions.
Okay, so we've got books, subscriptions, etc. So I'm going to press the previous button.
Books.
And press dot 8 or enter on books.
List showing 0 items.
So I've got no books.
The Sydney Morning Herald.
That's my newspapers. So I want to choose the add button to add a book in. So I'm just going to press A.
Add books.
And there's the add books. And I press dot 8 on that one.
Vision Australia Connect.
Okay, and on the Braille display, even though it's in red, I've got enter search term and then, of course, the brackets of the dot in the middle. So I'm going to do my famous one, Thomas the Tank Engine, because it's a small book. So that's going to put in Thomas.
T-H-O-M-A-S.
And press enter. And pressing next.
Button 11. 24 search results.
24 search results. Okay, let me just press the next button.
A Dylan Thomas treasure. Doubting Thomas. Magician. Odd Thomas. Patriot Thomas. Son. Sent Tom. Tank Engine Thomas again. Collected poems of Edward the Goat. The Life of Dylan. The Life of Tom. The Ramage Hawk. A Thomas. Thomas. Thomas Hardy, the Thomas Jefferson, author of America, Thomas Merton, Thomas and Friends Meet, Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends.
Ah, there we go. That's the one that I wanted to get to. So, dot 8.
Title information. Identifier, 131,100 audio.
Okay, next, it's an audio.
Thomas is a tank engine who lives.
That's a description.
Identifier.
One
audio. Daisy audio.
That's Daisy audio. Language.
Narrator.
Narrator.
Size. Order.
Next again.
Open book. Order. Size.
Size.
Order.
Order. So I'm going to press. It's a button, so I'm going to press the auto cursoring button on order. Could also press delete or enter.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends has been added to your bookshelf.
Thank you. Pressing next.
Alert new messages. Under the menu option. Okay, but alert new messages.
New messages.
Under the menu option. Okay button.
Pressing auto cursor on
okay. Okay button.
And I've still got the okay button on the Braille display, so I'm going to press auto cursor again.
Title information. Open book.
Okay, button. Title information. Open book. Let's, why not? Let's open the book straight away. Pressing auto cursor button.
Vision Australia Connect. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends. Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends by Christopher Audrey. Level 1.
Okay, and I want to get to the play button, so I'm just going to press P because we've still got single key letter navigation.
Player settings. Previous chapter. Play. And hold the play button. Access.
Thomas the Tank Engine and Friends by the Reverend W. Audrey.
About this daisy book, level 1.
This daisy book has been produced by
converting. Okay, I'm just going to press P again because it's come
player
off the
settings. It may contain previous chapter. Pause.
And I'll press 8 on player pause. Now, let me just see if that action button works for this daisy book. So I'm pressing the action button on the side. No, so it only works in certain circumstances. That's fine. I can leave that basically running where it is. So I'm going to leave it there for the moment. It's going to press the home button.
Main menu.
Okay, now let me just have a little bit of a play with the touch screen again. So, and that noise, by the way, in the background, there's somebody doing some renovations next door, so that's why you're hearing that noise in the background. So it's going to take the keyboard up and over, off the back. All right, so if I put all my 10 fingers on the screen, I get the short vibration. So I take my fingers off slightly, and I can do space dot 4.
Contacts, email, internet, word process, planner.
Okay, to go through the menu or space dot 1.
Word process, internet, email, keymail.
I'm going to just put P on the touchscreen in browse.
Planner, key plan.
There's planner P.
Play store.
And dot 8 with my little finger on the touchscreen.
Play store. Open button.
And of course, that open button is where we were at previously when we opened up the VA Connect app from the Play Store. But I'm just going to press the back button at the front panel.
Ape, Vision Australia Connect, Star Options button.
Okay, so I can still use the front keys, of course, when I'm using the touch screen. So I'm just going to press the home button to go straight back to the main menu.
Contacts,
and I've still got the physical keyboard off the touch screen. So if I want to get to all apps, for example, I can just press A.
All applications.
And of course, I did it on the touch screen again. So all applications are pressing dot 8 on the screen as such for enter.
Main menu, all apps.
Okay, and calendar. I can press S for settings.
Settings.
And dot 8 again.
Settings. Wireless and networks.
And I can press B.
Bluetooth.
There's Bluetooth, dot 8 again.
Bluetooth.
Yeah, so that's in Bluetooth. So I'm going to press the back button at the front.
Settings. Bluetooth.
The really cool thing too is I can hold down the context menu for a couple of seconds.
Recent apps.
And it brings up recent apps. So if I put my fingers back on the touch screen and do dot 4.
7 recent apps. Key web. The connect. Keyword menu. Play store. Settings. Clear all button.
Okay, and I can choose clear all by just pressing dot 8, or if I go back, spacebar and dot 1.
Settings. Play store. Keyword menu. The Connect. Key web. The Connect. Keyword menu.
Okay, so back into keyword menu and press dot 8.
Keyword menu. Create.
Okay, and I'll do space with E.
Main menu, all apps.
Yeah, I've actually exited back to the previous application, which was actually settings. So I'm going to press my home button.
Main menu. Contacts.
Okay, so you sort of get the idea that you can use a combination of touchscreen and your thumb keys depending on what you feel like you're doing. Now let me turn touch braille off with previous and next.
Touch braille off.
So to get to the notification center, if I do across and down.
Ed Shatenko, successfully updated Google Drive, okay, Wifi 2 bars.
Notification center.
Notification shade. Wifi 2 bars. 11:39. Clear
and I'm just flicking through with one finger, and there's my clear notifications. Button. One finger double tap.
Main menu.
And I've just cleared all of my notifications. So touch braille back on again.
Touch braille on.
And I'm back on with touch braille. But anyway, I think that'll probably do for this fairly lengthy demo of the Braille Note Touch. Just to give you some idea of setting it up, going through the Google process, going through the tutorial, where to find help, having a bit of a play around with the menus, and also the text-to-speech and braille settings, the keyboard settings, etc. And also, of course, to have a bit of a play with the Play Store by downloading the Vision Australia Connect app, have a bit of a play with that, and then looking at just using both the touch screen and the physical buttons on the Braille Note Touch itself, depending on what you feel like. So that completes this fairly lengthy demo. I hope you found it of some use. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.